Quiet weather occurred across the Midwest yesterday, with no precipitation being reported in the majority of the region. Afternoon temperatures climbed up into the 60s and lower 70s across a big part of the plains and some of the western Corn Belt, while temperatures in the easternmost Midwest in the snow-covered areas were left in the 20s and 30s. Well, the warming trend in the west is expected to work its way eastward across the region as we go forward through the weekend, but there will be a couple of disruptions, and there is a reinforcing shot of colder air coming southward out of Canada that will skirt along the northern and central portions of the Midwest as we go through the weekend. And that disturbance will likely create a little bit of light precipitation as it comes across the region, as well as dropping the temperatures down once again across parts of the region. So we'll expect to see this reinforcing shot of coolness to start pushing into the region as we go through the day today, and more likely tonight. And the system will likely generate some light snowfall across the Great Lakes region primarily. The cool high pressure system that will follow in behind it will drop temperatures tonight and tomorrow across a large part of the northern Midwest, and some of the cooler air will work its way further to the south, but it's not going to be all that impressive. The temperatures this afternoon will bounce back into the 50s and 60s across the southern half of the Midwest. Northern areas will see temperatures mostly in the 40s with a few 30s scattered about in the far northwestern Corn Belt. As we go through the day tomorrow, though, you'll notice the wind switches and we'll likely see some cooling take place, especially in the north. We'll expect the high temperatures on Saturday to be 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, with some teens possible in eastern North Dakota and northwestern portions of Minnesota. That will contrast with temperatures still in the 50s and 60s in the Ohio River Basin. The cold air will overspread all of the south, though, as we go into Sunday, and afternoon temperatures that day will be mostly in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with a handful of lower 40s occurring near the Ohio River. But that'll be the last of the cooler days, and we'll start to warm up a little bit as we move into the early part of next week. We'll start off on Monday with 30s and 40s across a big part of the region, but some 50s and perhaps even temperatures near 60 will occur in the areas along and to the west of the Missouri River. The low temperatures at night are expected to drop down into the 20s and 30s quite often over the next several days, but there will be a batch of teens and 20s that will occur across the upper parts of the Midwest and across the Great Lakes region for a little while as we go through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Temperatures will not be threatening across any of the wheat country in the Midwest because of the fact that we do have snow on the ground, if for no other reason, but the temperatures are not expected to be cold enough for a long enough period of time to bring on any kind of a threat. Speaking of some threat to the wheat crop, in the southeastern part of the country this morning, the temperatures bottomed out in the 30s, and quite a few areas experienced frost and some light freezes. Now, the wheat crop there is far enough advanced that it suffered a little bit of damage as far as the vegetative growth is concerned, but there should not have been any permanent losses taking place because of the cold overnight. Now, the southeastern corner of the country and a part of the lower Midwest will get involved with some significant precipitation this week, and some of it will likely be heavy in the Carolinas and Virginia. But for the Midwest, we'll probably see a wintry mix of precipitation developing for a brief period of time coming out of Missouri and working its way up the Ohio River Basin. And in those areas, we'll see precipitation in the forms of rain and snow as we go from Saturday into Sunday. Sunday will be the wetter day. Moisture totals will probably run a quarter to a half inch with some local three-quarter inch amounts. And the precipitation that occurs with snow will be a very wet snow and be a narrow band where we might see 1 to 4 inch accumulations. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.